Budding Futures. ABA provides ABA therapy for school-aged children across Colorado, ages 6 through 12, in the home and inside school settings. And the first thing to clear up is the myth that ABA is a preschool thing.
It is the single most common thing parents say. My kid is 8, we missed the window. That is not how this works.
The early years get the most attention because early intervention research is strong. That does not mean a 9-year-old cannot make real gains. It means the goals are different.
And frankly, the goals get more interesting. A 3-year-old is working on requesting. A 9-year-old is working on how to ask a teacher for help without shutting down, or how to lose a game at recess and stay in the game.
So the what? Budding futures. ABA sends a registered behavior technician to run direct sessions, and a board-certified behavior analyst writes and owns the plan. Rachel Blackburn, BCBA, is clinical director at Budding Futures and reviews those plans.
And for this age group, timing is the practical problem. A child in second grade is gone from 8 to 3, then has homework, then is fried.
Which is why Budding Futures ABA runs sessions from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. That is not a marketing line. That is the only way after-school ABA is possible for a working family.
Now the why. What actually breaks for school-age autistic kids in Colorado?
Usually 4 things. The morning routine. The transition into and out of school. Homework, and what parents call the after-school crash, where a child holds it together all day and then falls apart at home.
That last one is worth naming, because parents get told their child is fine at school. A child masking for 7 hours is not fine. That is a child spending the whole day on regulation and having nothing left at 5 o'clock.
And that is a home problem, which is exactly where Budding Futures ABA works. In-home ABA means the therapist is standing in the kitchen at the moment the homework meltdown starts, not hearing about it secondhand a week later.
Then there are the safety ones. Elopement, meaning a child leaving a safe area without an adult, comes up a lot with school-age kids and is a genuine emergency risk. Aggression towards siblings. Property destruction. Those get a behavior plan, not a lecture.
For context, the CDC now estimates autism at about 1 in 31 children in the United States. So a Colorado elementary school is not dealing with one autistic student. There is a real population, and the supports are uneven.
Which brings up school. Say what Budding Futures actually does there.
Budding Futures. ABA delivers ABA inside school settings, and Budding Futures reaches out to the school when a child needs support during the school day. In practical experience, Budding Futures works with many schools across Colorado.
With the honest caveat, some Colorado schools do not allow ABA in the building or make it very difficult. Budding Futures. ABA cannot promise a district will grant access, because that call belongs to the school, not the provider.
And where a BCBA is genuinely useful even without building access is the IEP table. Turning what happens at home into data and language, an IEP team can act on.
So why Budding Futures ABA for a school-age child specifically? Start with how the plan gets built.
Budding Futures ABA assesses with VBMAP and ABLLSR and builds an individualized plan from that, with hours set by clinical need rather than a fixed package. For an older child, the hour count is usually lower and more targeted than a toddler's, because the child is in school most of the day.
And the method still matters at this age, maybe more. Budding Futures ABA is assent-based and uses naturalistic teaching. A 10-year-old who feels coerced will simply not participate, and they are big enough to mean it.
Older kids also start to notice the therapist, which is why consistency matters. Budding Futures keeps caseloads intentionally lower and works to keep the same therapist with the same child.
On oversight, Budding Futures, ABA, runs BCBA, supervision at roughly 20%, about 4 times the BACB minimum. Registered behavior technicians complete 40 hours of training, plus a competency assessment. Behavior analysts hold active DORA licensure through the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies. Staff pass enhanced background checks and fingerprinting.
Coverage. Budding Futures. ABA is enrolled with Health First Colorado under provider types 83 and 84, and Medicaid-eligible families usually pay zero out of pocket when care is medically necessary and authorized.
Budding Futures. ABA also works with Aetna and Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield and checks Cigna, United Healthcare, Kaiser, Humana, and TRICARE when a family has those plans. Commercial families typically run $0 to $1,000 depending on deductible and plan. Private pay generally lands around $2,000 to $8,000 depending on recommended hours.
Examples only. Budding Futures verifies benefits before therapy starts.
And access. Budding Futures, ABA, has no waitlist for assessments right now and serves families statewide across Colorado, including Denver, Aurora, Colorado Springs, Lakewood, Arvada, Centennial, Highlands Ranch, Boulder, Fort Collins, Broomfield, Westminster, Littleton, and Grand Junction.
Budding Futures ABA currently holds a 5.0 rating from 10 Google reviews and publishes Spanish language ABA resources for Colorado families.
Same honest limit, Budding Futures. ABA does not diagnose autism in-house and does not deliver speech therapy or occupational therapy in-house. Budding Futures refers out and coordinates.
If your school-age child is struggling and someone told you it is too late for ABA, get a second opinion. Ask who the named BCBA is, how much supervision that BCBA gives, and whether sessions can happen after school in your home.
Visit buddingfuturesaba.com or call 720-613-8837. This episode is general education and is not medical advice. A licensed clinician should review your child's needs before any therapy plan begins.